Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click SmartyDigital.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Couple of crashes, one at 95 South at the ramp from Emerson Street. Watch out, that on-ramp is closed. Another one, I-10 West past Lenox Avenue, and the right shoulder there is blocked. Looking for about a 30% chance of rain this afternoon. Partly sunny skies for most of that. Highs 87. Tonight, 40% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, lows of 71. Currently 81, AM 600, WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today you might have questions for my guest, our guest. Well, I'm going to give it away. You know, I have once a month, I have my beautiful partner in truth, Tim Ray of United Intentions, who is going to help us bring this next level of integrated seniors. What does the integrative seniors mean? It's important for us to, no matter what age we are, to go to that next level of truth, to find out what is it that I don't know, I don't know. And that's what I love about Tim Ray. Tim Ray is the founder of United Intentions, and he has done so much with his life once he discovered that new truth. And that's why I call him my co-host, my partner in truth. Tim, welcome to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. I always miss you when you're not with me.
Same here. Thank you so much, Lily. I just enjoy this the most. I look forward to once a month spending this quality time with you and all your listeners and sharing, you know, what's something near dear to my heart is seniors. I've been in the senior industry for 35 years, and now it's an opportunity to level up. And, you know, because one thing people have to realize, to be an integrated senior, it's all about connecting and realizing the body, mind, and soul never changes. Just because you get older doesn't change. We are much more than our human experiences. We are a complete, we are of God, right? And this is what's about of connecting our body, mind, and soul and understanding that life goes on and you could have a better life than ever before. It doesn't need a downslide.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about today. For those of you who'd like to join in our conversation, you can join us or state what you're thinking at 407-373-5959. I know I say the number a little bit fast, but I want you to put it in your favorites. I want to be a part of your phone dial. So it's 407-373-5959. So today, Tim, we're going to be talking with Danyon Brinkley. And I remember when you talked to me about Danyon, about him, you were like so excited. What? You've never heard of Danyon? What do you mean you haven't heard that? Well, I know a lot about Danyon now, maybe not as much as you do, but we're going to talk about his near-death experience and how it's changed his life so much that he has spent the rest of his life helping people in the end stage of their life.
Wonderful.
Well, you've interviewed him. How was that with you?
Well, he's phenomenal, man. He is for real. You know, prior to his near-death experience, he wasn't the, you know, the greatest dude out there. And in his book called Saved by the Light, he talks about how he was a kind of a, you know, tough guy. He would beat up people and he joined the Marines and, you know, just that type of mentality. And then he was struck by lightning and he realized, or his experience realized, wow, there's much more to this earth than just this being in this physical place. There is a whole nother spiritual realm, and he came back and started giving back. And I love for him to share a story, more details rather than me tell it. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that we can bring Danian Brinkley into the Lillian McDermott Radio Show to do just that. Welcome, Danian, for being on the show today.
Thanks, Lillian. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the fact that integrative seniors is the concept, because now is the time for all of us to pay attention to the power we have to make change.
Absolutely. As I've gotten older, Danian, I've discovered this abundance within me that I always knew I had. I just didn't know how to tap into it. You know, we have bought into the drama on television saying that as you get older, you get disease. As you get older, you know, you get sick. But there's so much more out there that you've been able to tap into. Share a little bit about your background and what got you into this mindset, like Tim was talking about, the mindset of, you know, there's more out there.
Well, I grew up a tough guy, like Tim was saying. I mean, I'm a big old hulking badass. Excuse my Dutch.
You're on the air.
And so in the course of growing up, my mindset was first you hit it in the mouth to get its attention, and then you deal with whatever the issues are.
Yikes.
And when you play sports and you grow up in the South and fist fighting, and then you join the Marine Corps, and then you spend the next 6 or 7 years in a really changing world. And I was bitter and I was cynical and I was angry. And then one afternoon in September the 17th in 1970, I was struck by lightning.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we're going to go next with this. We're going to go, for those of you who have ever learned about near-death experience, today you're going to hear a story that is going to be very similar to what you've heard before. If you've never heard about near-death experience, fasten your seatbelts, because we're going to learn and grow together with Danian Brinkley and my partner in truth, Tim Ray, when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no cost or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990 or at lawbyrd.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Danyon Brinkley. Danyon Brinkley has experienced a near-death experience. I've said that double.
NDEs.
NDEs, yes. And he has a life-changing experience that what we want to talk about with integrative seniors eventually is that we are wanting to discuss how do we transition to that next life. So Danyon, share a little bit about your story so that we can talk about how that's impacted your life.
Well, in my life, religion and self-righteousness, indignation, bitter resentment, that was the person before the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
When the lightning came down the phone line, hit me in the side of the head, went down my spine, welded the nails of the heels of my shoes to the floor, throwing me in the air, slamming me back down on the bed, paralyzed, unable to see, can't move, burning like drinking battery acid, and I'm totally helpless. And then I lift out of my body and I'm completely separated from it. I'm only observing it. I'm paying attention to everything else around me. So I think the very first thing, if people listen to near-death experiences and the stories, like there's more than 25 million of us who've had some form of, it's really what that person did with it that really matters. But what happened is when you go through this kind of experience and you discover two things, number one, you are not that body. I was me, I was conscious, and I was looking at my body lying on the bed. So I am not this body. I just happened to be in this body so I could function in this realm.
Yeah.
Number two, I didn't go to hell. And if anybody was going to go to hell, it was okay? So if I didn't go to hell, nobody else is going to hell. And the next thing is you don't ever die. You know, you don't die. And this whole concept of what we call death is nuts. It never happens. Does the body run out? Sure. But you have X amount of time here, Lily. You have X amount of time and you have certain goals that you made a deal to come and achieve, both for the divine unfoldment of this particular level of consciousness and also for yourself. But there are certain concrete things in this experience that are commonalities. And one of them is what's called the panoramic life review. And in the panoramic life review, the great book of judgment, the hall of records, the Akashic records, all those names, this is a real place.
Mm-hmm.
You see your entire life pass before you in a 360-degree panorama. And you never missed anything. You know everything that ever happened. Okay. And as you watch that, you watch it from a second person point of view as if you were your own best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Smiling at good things and laughing at how crazy you are. Then you literally become every person that you ever encounter and you feel the direct results of your interaction. That means nobody gets away with anything. You cannot be saved from your own self. Only you can save yourself. But you will see what happens when you interact with people. And then there is this place that I concluded that when you look back at this life review, you'll have this feeling that says this: if whatever you believe to be divine or God could not come today, and that God sent you, in the life you just reviewed, what difference did you and God make? And that's where the transformative part about what this near-death experience is occurs, Lillian and Tim, with people. It's not that you had this experience, and people say you've had this experience, and they say that, but what did they do with it? A lot of people say, well, I'm not afraid of death, you know, and they package it in religion, instead of that, this is the next step. I was declared clinically dead for roughly 28 minutes, no pulse, no respiration, no EKG. Mm-hmm. So I had a death experience, but I've also had two near death, open heart surgery and brain surgery. So, I mean, I have a pretty good realm on what's next, and I have a pretty good understanding of how structurally we as spiritual beings leave this realm and go to the next realm. You know, people say you go to heaven. Well, Genesis says there are seven heavens. So which one of them are you planning on going to? That's the mystery.
Seventh heaven. Tim, you want to add anything to what Daniel just said?
Yeah, well, it's fascinating because he had this panorama experience where he actually lived. He felt the emotions of the pain he caused on other people throughout his life up to that point.
But and the joy.
Yeah.
And the joy.
Remember, it's not, we see, Tim, everybody goes to that place because religion has created this thing called sin. Sin has structured psychologically guilt.
Yeah.
So you live in this psychological structure, which is not true. We have been so convinced and so controlled because of the so-called unknowing. But remember, in science, you have two places. You either live in a living universe or a dead universe. If you take medicine and it operates, it means you're reinforcing the fact that you live in a dead universe and we're just a bunch of chemical reactions, a bunch of interplays, and there's really nothing after this, blah, 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 blah. That is the paradigm of healthcare today. What is so important for seniors to be integrating into the concept of what the fan of the near-death experience teaches, if you just look at it and you look at how different it affected people and what was the motivator to change your life, that is the first stages of truly integrating yourself into a concept that's real as opposed to the psychological madness that has been structured to create fear and guilt. Like you said, I got to feel all the pain. Well, for me, there wasn't much of anything else but pain that I was causing people. There's a point where you get tired of hitting yourself in the face. And so I think that we should all look at the fact that you'll never get away with it. You will review it and look at it with a higher spiritual consciousness, and you will see what was good, what was bad, what was right, what was wrong, and then you have finished that job here. And so then it starts to structure leaving. We are so terrified of death,
yeah,
we get to live.
Yes. So with that in mind, because when I was reading your bio and I was learning a little bit more about you, Danian, you were angry that you came back. So you experienced all that negative that you said that it was really tough for you, but yet you didn't want to come back. Why was that?
Who in the world would want to come back here? Don't you ask an expansion of your
So what happens? What happened to you after you experienced that panoramic review that you did not want to come back?
Well, when you all of a sudden acclimate back home, you know, this is just a place you came to do a little job. And when people say, well, Daniel, what do you think the meaning of life is? Here's the meaning of life. You come to this level of consciousness to see how godly you have become. This is the place where after you've worked hard to achieve certain levels and ideals, just like practicing, learning, meditation, you come here. Think about what you can do in this life. What do you think God is? Loving, caring, compassionate, all-knowing, all those things. Well, you have the opportunity to be everything you think God is in this life every day. And not only that, you have the power to procreate. You can create life. So when you come to a level of consciousness where you can manifest life, you can be kind, caring, loving, compassionate to everyone. That means you're practicing and seeing how well you've learned and achieved the level of being godly. So I think the purpose of life is to practice becoming godlike.
Okay. So as you are practicing becoming godlike, you were granted the opportunity to come back. Now, this is how many years later? 30, 40 years? 40 years later, your life has changed. You have spent most of your life helping people transition. Let's talk about some of the tips to living a healthier life as we enter into this next, as we come into this phase of the integrated seniors, as we are preparing for that last phase of our life. The transition, but I do want to talk about living a healthier life before we get to that place. So you deal with that, right? Do you deal with a lot of people in that moment?
Yeah, well, what I did was this. If God could come today and God sent me, in the life I just reviewed, what difference did God and I make? Well, God and I had not made a very big difference. You know, I was not on the good side of that side. So I decided to become a hospice volunteer. Yeah. Because what I could do to make that difference is to deal with things that people deal with who are terrified and afraid. I could deal with them and help them not be afraid of quote unquote death. I chose veterans because I'm an old Marine. And a lot of times veterans go through things in war that don't normally facilitate events that happen to people. Sure. And I could be there and help them find closure. The key to this art form of caregiving is to create closure. Well, I've been a hospice volunteer for 41 years. Mm-hmm. I've had an office in the largest hospital in the VA system for seeking and protecting and guarding end-of-life care and integrating alternative and complementary therapeutic modalities. Nice. And I've had that office in the VA for 21 years. And I have more than 30... The Twilight Brigade. I have more than 33,000 hours at the bedside of people going from this world to the next, and I've held the hands of 349 people. So not only do I understand the structure of transition, I have tens of thousands of hours so that when I go home this next time, think of how smart I've become. People don't understand. They say, Damon, you do all this. I said, let me tell you something. I'm not the best person in the world, but I'm a pretty smart guy. If you kill me two or three times, I'm going to be paying attention to what you
So this time when you finally get it right and you do transition, right? You're going to go, bring it. I am ready to feel good. I'm ready to feel good. So what are some of the tips that you can share with us to help us in that moment? You know,
It's all about closure, Lillian.
Yes.
Okay. You start out, never hide. People know more about what's going on in their life than you know. And when you say don't tell them because it's going to upset them, that's selfish control. People need to know what's happening and they need to be able to face it as soon as they possibly can face it. Closure is the key. And what structures closure? What is the happiest day you ever had? And I use, what's your favorite song? Okay, and why? And it's getting off the boat, coming home to mama, getting married, backseat of a 57 Chevy. It's all those things that bring back those memories. And when a person starts to describe those memories, that's when you begin to ask them, okay, well, what was it like? And when did you get out of the service? And what was that moment that made it all worth it or didn't make it worth it? And when you start that way with always open-ended questions, and it's not about you, it's about that person who's trying to deal with it. The next thing a person in transition is going to do is they're going to look for continuity. Knowing step by step what's going on around them as they're losing control of their life, they have to see that there is a pattern of behavior that they can trust in, continuity. And then the third thing you pay attention to is to not get angry as they try to control everything there is in the world, because they're losing control, and that's a place never to be angry.
Great tips. I'd like to dive deeper into this in our next segment. Tim, you know, isn't this, you're right.
Well, listen, it's phenomenal. And, you know, and wait until you find out with the Twilight Brigade what they do.
Absolutely.
The twilightbrigade.org, I believe, is the website. People want to check it out. But it's amazing, the team that Daniel is able to put together, who around the country are doing.
And we're going to continue our conversation with Daniel and my co-host, Tim Ray, when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. There you go.
I'll be right here waiting for you. Thank you.
with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says his upcoming summit with Kim Jong-un is what he calls a one-time shot for the North Korean leader. The president said at a news conference in Canada before leaving for that historic meeting in Singapore, he thinks, quote, it's going to work out very well. He told reporters at the Group of Seven gathering that it's so far so good as he heads into what he calls unknown territory in the truest sense. He says he believes that Kim is prepared to do, in his words, something very positive. Of course, the U.S. would like to see North Korea scrap its nuclear weapons program and is prepared to make some concessions when it comes to sanctions if it goes along with that. President Trump says readmitting Russia to a club of industrialized nations would be good for all countries. The president says Russia's return as a member of the Group of Seven would be an asset. Led by the U.S., the group kicked out Russia back in 2014 over its annexation of Crimea. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan and, this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people. Great service. Located behind the Kangaroo Store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Another crash, this time at 95 South at the ramp from Emerson Street. That on-ramp is currently closed, so watch out. Looking for partly sunny skies all afternoon, except for about a 30% chance of afternoon showers, up to about 87. Tonight, 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, down to 71. Currently 81 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today, I have the privilege to have my co-host, my partner in truth, Tim Ray, with Integrative Seniors, and also our teacher today is Danian Brinkley. For those of you who want to learn more about Danyon and his story, you can go to danyonandcatherinebrinkley.com. That's danyonandcatherinebrinkley.com. But for now, I'd like for you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. This is where we take 100% responsibility for living the life that we want to live. So that when we get to that final breath and we do go through that review, we can feel the joy that we have caused others, as Danyon just said in the first segment and the second segment, and could listen to him all day. So for those of you who have not become a subscriber at whenyouneedafriend.com, why not? Do it now. And while you're there, go to the YouTube page and go ahead and subscribe there and play with the little social media buttons and like me there. There's so many different ways that you can listen to the show. There's podcasts. There's just get creative. You can also call me at 407-373-5959 if you have any questions anytime during the show. Doesn't mean I'm going to answer the phone, but I will get to it as soon as I can. So today I am talking to Tim Ray, who is the founder of United Intentions, and also is my partner in truth. Tim, thank you so much for always joining us and having this and bringing these wonderful guests to be on Integrated Seniors.
Yes, this is my life, and I love people like Danyon, and of course at the foundation, United Intentions Foundation, Danyon's involved in there as well, because I've been in healthcare, like I said, for 30 years, and you just kind of attract people like that into your frequencies, yeah, you know. Yeah. And if people want to learn more about it, go to unitedintentions.org, and also, you know, the Twilight Brigade, which Danyon will talk about, I'm sure, at twilightbrigade.com, where it's a volunteer. Anybody around the country, around the world, could set up and get trained to how to be with people when they're transitioning, when they're going on to the whatever pastures. And you could learn how to help people on an emotional level. It's compassion in action is the saying in Twilight Brigade. And it's so important to be there present with that person in that transition, where most of us are not. We just don't want to deal with it. We want to look the other way. We don't want to be present. We want to avoid. And it's just the opposite. Like Danyon said, it's about closure and being present.
Absolutely. And so, Danyon, you and I were talking off the air before Tim joined us, and we were talking about the importance of when we are seniors and when we are, you know, 65. You had quoted, what were the statements, that 10,000 seniors, people turn 65?
10,000 people turn 65 every day. We're the baby boomers. We are the largest segmented population in American history, the largest growth period. Okay, 10,000 turn 65 every day, and 10,000 will turn 65 every day for the next 19.4 years. Two things. We are the power. We have the ability to unite as seniors and to integrate both consciousness and responsibility. We have been the I, me. Okay, and I want to add this too, Lillian. Mm-hmm. People go back and we talk about the transition in me. Mm-hmm. Well, why I have been with death doesn't mean anything to me. It's an insane concept for someone to think that when this body goes, they go with it. Even to wear religion, as much as I hate to say it, why we have coffins and funerals is, if you listen to religion, you're going to stay in that coffin filled with my formaldehyde till Jesus gets back, and nobody goes to heaven until then. People, if you look at what the Bible says, that's what it says. Well, that's nuts. Okay, so what we have to do is look at this. Why I changed? What was the dramatic in the change in me? Was I have seen the divine nature of who we really are. We're all great, powerful, and mighty spiritual beings with dignity, direction, and purpose. There's only one thing that can ever go wrong in your life, and you allow something to affect your dignity, and then that skews your direction and your purpose. And I hate to say it, but religion has done a great job of skewing that, okay?
I agree.
And so what I wanted to say is, what I'm going to get a chance to do is, when I become all those people that's lives I've influenced, I'm going to look down in that veteran's face or that person's face. And what I'm going to do is, when they look up in me, I'm going to see what a divine presence I have brought to them in their life. And that's what drives me, that I get a chance to feel the safety, comfort, and security that I've created for thousands of people. And in the course of that, That's the reason why everybody should take a good look at the structure of the near-death experience, the commonalities, because the most important thing you're going to learn is it's not about what you do, it's about why you do it.
Sure.
And that's why it's so important to be a part of United Intentions, because changing the reasons why you do things, not out of fear, not out of control, not out of guilt, not out of a manipulation, but it's the right thing to do no matter what. Promise you in the end, after having one death experience and two near-death experiences, this is the way to go. But I also think this. Tim and Kelly came up with a project about getting back control of your life. Well, I think that every senior who's listening to this should go and get this series of tapes.
Oh, yes. We talked about that last time.
Yeah, but it's so important because you have to change the paradigm of the medical. Healthcare is going to collapse. It's going to become so expensive. If you have no other reason to take better care of yourself, it's about even better taking care of yourself or going broke. These are your two choices. Mm-hmm. Or to be put into a system that's rack 'em and stack 'em. You know what a nursing home is. You have to prepare. You have to pay attention to make sure you have your trace minerals, your vitamins, and to look at the alternatives that are out there that Tim and Kelly has put together at getting your life back. I mean, I've watched the entire thing because I'm obsessive compulsive, either dead or alive. I have seen tidbits of information that so much helps me help other people from listening to it. And one is this guy, Dr. Sinatra, who's a cardiologist, and his conversations about the electrical nature of us, which is the closest point to who we are spiritually. People have to understand we are spiritual beings. And we, to be able to occupy this level of consciousness, we have to have this big water bag. When people think their body is so important, if you look at the body, it's just a big water treatment plant.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the body. It's a water treatment plant. It's 72% water. It's got a few trace minerals, some nitrogen in it, but that's all it is. How can a person think that that's their body? Well, because of two things. The physical human being looks for gratification and preservation. That's its first two reactions. Okay. And once you move past gratification and preservation and look at content, what's my overall value? How can I have made a difference? How should I make a difference in this instead of being reactionary? I mean, I've seen everything. When you've been with thousands of people and families in these situations, grief and bereavement, we have to head off grief and bereavement. Because it's not a part that's so accepted that it affects people's lives 20 years after that person has transitioned. And so I'm trying my best to get people to understand that this story we're told about dying and being, how in the hell can you rip flesh and tear flesh and be tormented if you didn't take your body with you when you left? Okay, how can all that stuff be true? It's nuts.
So let's talk about your concept. I mean, you've experienced near death. You've died once and experienced near death twice. You say that you don't die, that this is something that is false. So what happens to you? So the spirit goes up, ascends, or tell us what your experience happens when we take that final breath.
Well, two of these experiences were identical. The transition, the going through the tunnel, the chimes, the ringing. The third one, which was brain surgery, I was at the edge of the bed. And then I go down, I didn't go down the tunnel the third time. It was like I had all that stuff down pat. You know, I'm like a neighbor.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I'm like a neighbor. He's back. Okay. What people do is, you have to understand we're an electrical being. This water bag, and why it's water, hydrogen and oxygen, is because it's one of the best conductors of electrical current, cell to cell. But I always argue this point. I honestly, Lillian, don't believe you're really here. This is after 40 years of studying death and being by the bedside and listening to the conversations. And I don't mind telling people, I have friends that have left this world that's been gone some 10 years. I still hear from them. They drop in and tell me everything's going good or what's happening, or they see something I should do. And I appreciate that they're paying attention, but I believe that they're paying attention so that when I send the next one to them, they pass from this world into the next, that they don't get trapped in their own issues and get trapped in a place that the Catholics call purgatory, the Tibetans call the Bardos, all these places that exist as a level of consciousness. I discovered in the third near-death experience that it was a reality. So I have teams on this side and on the other side of the veil. And what Tim was saying, the Twilight Brigade, the Twilight Brigade is one of the largest end-of-life care volunteer programs for dying veterans in American history. And I'm proud of that. But the point I wanted to make is I'm going to get a chance to be every person whose hand I held. We ask them what was their favorite song, and to help them package that life as a joyous experience so they let go, they find resolution and closure.
Very good. And so this is what we're going to continue our conversation with Danyon Brinkley and Tim Ray when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and manifesting your passions, please go to unitedintentions.org.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or M-E-S-I-C. Law.com. Office, Jacksonville.
The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Danyon Brinkley, and we are talking with my co-host and my partner in truth, Tim Ray of United Intentions. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining in this conversation that is just so timely.
you know, where so many of us are dealing with this either as a as ourself, that we know that our end is coming near, or as a child who's looking at their parent that are closer to that transition period where they're not going to die. They're just going to enter into a new life. And so can you give us, Danian, can you give us some tips for the children, for those of us who are don't have the power and we're trying to help our parents to release fear of what is unavoidable?
Well, I mean, everybody gets out of here alive. That's the best point. You know, everybody gets out of here alive. And the point is, a lot of times parents have created certain habits and certain ways, knowing some cigarettes and all kinds of things, that knowing that you're killing yourself. And when you're seeing those patterns and habits, here's the best thing for a child looking at it. Always be honest. You be honest, you know, and resolve the issue between you and them no matter what, because you will carry that with you forever. It stays right there. And most people had, well, I had bad parents. I couldn't deal with that. The key lies here. That person depends on you to create continuity in their life. And why people, and I've seen this, this is probably 88%. People put their parents through things that is inhuman to put them through, Lillian. And in the course of doing that, they perpetuate their lives to stay long after the time frame allotted for them to be here, because it's selfishness. They don't want to be abandoned. They don't want to be left alone. So for everybody who's having to go and deal with this, which is 10,000 people just about a day dealing with it, okay? So as you look at that, make sure it's your intention is not selfishness. And then what you try to do is have conversations with them of why. You know, why? What is your intention in eating that second bag of chips? What are you trying to achieve? Why are you not putting nutrition in your system? Why? Is it something I've done? Is it something that you're doing to yourself? You always question it as though you're trying to understand what that pattern is. So first, you can avoid it because you see how unhealthy it is. And second, maybe in them explaining how it happened or what drives them to do it, you can find a way to engage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do this. I mean, I do this all the time. I mean, the last person I was with was like 3 days ago.
So as I'm, okay, so I'm listening to you. One of my questions is, okay, you're holding your parents' hand. You're letting them go. You're releasing them. As a child, that's a very traumatic as well. A parent holding the hand of the child, that is a very traumatic thing to let go.
That's a completely different world.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
A parent losing a child, never gets over it. And it's going to be there always as a spot. And that has a good side to it, Lily, connotatively, and then has a bad side. The bad side is that it's unnatural for that to happen in the stream of things, okay? So that child will always be there. But what a parent has to do is, there is a designated time for each of us to come here and a designated time.
Yeah, we all have a purpose.
Right. And to think that there's somebody else like you is 1 in 16 billion. If there's only 7.3 billion people here, guess what? You the one, okay? And now you cannot dwell in these psychologies that tend to damnify the value of life. This life is that chance to see how good you can become and how caring, because I'm going to be every person, okay? And that parent, a child has to not be selfish. You have a certain amount of time, and we are creating longer expectancies of life, but poorer quality of that because we haven't learned how to manage it. When Social Security came into play in 1933, average life expectancy of a man in America was 58 years. Today, it's 75.4 for a man and 81.2 for a female. Some of that is extending it, and we have to be able to know that This is just a stopover, and we have to let people go, send them home. You will see them again. There's no question. Everybody shows up when you get back home.
That's wonderful.
Everybody.
That's wonderful. Everybody shows up. We don't have to wait. It's instant. Tim, you want to add?
Yeah. Just, Danny, how important it is to be present, and to put, like you said, to put your intentions and your selfish focus as a child with a father, a mother who's transitioning. How important is to be present at that moment and be thinking of what, being present with that mother or father, even if they're not, consciously aware of what's going on.
Oh, they're consciously aware. You're aware. All this physical stuff doesn't matter. The moment you lift out of your body, you're aware. And if that life is being prolonged because you're trying to stay there to make the child happy, which is what a lot of parents do, then you're making a mistake. And being present is the same thing, Tim, when I say be honest. Honesty in interaction between you and that person in transition becomes the gateway to a higher level of consciousness between you and that person. Anybody who wants to be able to master the great arts of intuitive perspectives and all these cosmic realms, the gifts of the spirit, become a hospice volunteer. Because sooner or later, that connectivity with you in transition and you as a caregiver will mold so that you have access to higher levels of consciousness. You know that I can insightfully pick up information about people that helps me facilitate closure, because that's what my intention is, to bring satisfaction and to help that family deal with it as though it was they took a trip. I got on the bus and went to Alaska. And in a few years, you'll get to go to Alaska and see them. It'll be white, okay. It'll be a little wet over there, but nonetheless, this is the world we have to come to. The whole hell story, the hell is mentioned 8 times in the Bible. 8 times. Most of the time, it's talking about the trash dump at Gethsemane, where the Romans would throw the prisoners and their bodies would be burned, which is against Hebrew tradition. And so it began to be that evil concept. And then in the book of Revelations, there's that they didn't say it was the devil, but hell, they're going to create a world of a lake of fire.
Danny, and so many people right now, I mean, people are living hell on this earth. They're depressed.
The choices they're making.
Yes, yes. Well, absolutely. It may be from the past that it's just bringing them there, not acknowledging their pain, their traumas, and if they're staying within their body, and their body has become their own hell.
And they're trapped.
So let's talk about the caregivers of these people that are trapped. Maybe they're at the end of their life, they're unhappy, they have not lived a fulfilled life, they have that anger that you had when you were a young kid. As a caregiver, sometimes we take the brunt of that anger. How do you give peace to the caregiver so that when they bury their parent or the person they're taking care of, their spirit of the caregiver doesn't go with that?
A lot of times that happens.
So what can you tell us? Because we've got 1 minute left.
All right, the first thing is to take care of yourself.
Good.
Make sure if you're going to call yourself a caregiver, get the best training you can get. And I think the Twilight Brigade is the best training you can get.
And that's twilightbrigade.com?
Or .org, either one of them. And it gives you access to everything and everybody of what we do on the Twilight Brigade. But the other thing that's so important, Lily, is that each person understands this is a part of the experience. You're going to come here and you're going to leave. You take a breath in and you let that breath out when you leave. And this life is just a place where you hold your breath for X amount of time and then you let it back out. This is
a natural system.
You celebrate. Funerals mean nothing to me. I celebrate that person's life and I tell them I'm going to see them again. And I can watch how families deal with me because I have a funny side to me because I'm not afraid.
And let's talk about that when we're off the air. Thank you so much, Danian, for being on the show. Tim, you're an incredible partner in truth. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wonderful show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Danian.
Thank you, Lily.
And to you, my listening friend, it is time. It's time to make some choices for yourself and make that choice to live. This is Lily McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Good job. You know,